Reverend Timothy Wright, along with Myrna Summers, and You Are My Everything. And staying in that vein, here's the late Reverend Milton Brunson's Thompson Community Singers, You Are Everything to Me.
You are everything.
It's 7:18 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's time for us to get ready for the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not to wait to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. And I guess before we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, I should announce what we played in this last set. We heard the late Douglas Miller with Give Him the Praise, Reverend James Cleveland and the Angelic Choir followed with Peace Be Still. Danny Bell Hall was next with I Go to the Rock. The late Reverend Timothy Wright along with Myrna Summers with You Are My Everything. And we just heard Reverend Milton Brunson's Thompson Community Singers with You Are Everything to Me. They don't list the female singer on that, the lead singer on that song, but she sings the daylights out of it. I pray that God's still blessing her, that she's still singing for His honor, glory, and praise. 719, the Sounds of Praise time. Again, our phone number for your prayer request or your praise report, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Since this is our Memorial Day program, we're going to bring the Caravans along with the late Eddie Williams with Lord Keep Me Day by Day as we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And that's going to be followed by Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson with I Found the Answer. I Learned to Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah.
And in an album that was a tribute to the Caravans, we have Witness and Heaven Sent with their version of Lord Keep Me Day by Day.
And for those of you who grew up as I did, listening to the wonderful sounds of such songs as No Coward Soldier, I Won't Be Back, Mary Don't You Weep, To Whom Shall I Turn, the ever popular Walk Around Heaven, What Will Tomorrow Bring? They take you back, don't they? But we feel it is impossible to duplicate, emulate, or imitate the sounds that the Caravans gave us. But I asked Lisa and Liz from Witness, along with Latanja and Al from Heaven Sent, if they would come down front for just a moment. And to Miss Bessie Griffin, Miss Dorothy Norwood, Dolores Washington Green, James Herndon, Eddie Williams, the late Josephine Howard, Sister Inez Andrews, Cassietta George, Miss Albertina Walker herself, and to the one and only Evangelist Shirley Caesar and the late Reverend James Cleveland. We'd like to say thank you for blessing our souls and for giving us such golden gospel moments. We'd like to petition heaven as you did so many years ago. It was your prayer then, and this is still our prayer today.
My body. and perfect way. Lord, I want to live, yes I do.
Tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone, their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is in the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
.34 here on the When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests and a few praise reports as well. We're praying for AG. AG lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to minister and strengthen her. And during this time of loss, AG, who lost a loved one. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God's going to touch her, continue to touch her leg, as he's done also touch her back and given her deliverance there. We're also praying that she's be able to stop smoking and that God would provide a companion, Michelle of Medford. Then we're praying for VM. VM is back to work and after an illness, and we're thanking God and praising God with her for her deliverance. VM back to work after an illness. And then we're praying also for KC. KC is home recuperating from hip surgery. We're praying that God can continue to minister on her behalf. KC, who is now home from hip after hip surgery, and praying that God's going to minister on her behalf. Look to him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we have access to you because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We can come boldly before your throne by your Holy Spirit, leading and guiding us and directing us in the way that you would have us to go. And we can pray prayers that will bring deliverance and victory and blessing and comfort and healing and provision into the lives of your people who are in need. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray, O Lord, that great and mighty things might bring glory and praise to your name as you minister powerfully in the lives of those who are in need. So we thank you for AG, Lord. She's lost a loved one. We pray, O God, you continue to minister on her behalf and the members of the family, Lord, that have been touched by this loss. We pray, O God, you would strengthen them, overshadow them, minister powerfully in their behalf. Lord, bring deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. May they recognize, Lord, that one day they too must pass this way, and may they make their lives right with you so that they might have the assurance of when they breathe their last, they will be with you eternally in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, for all you're going to accomplish, even through this situation, and may each and every need be met, and may their lives be blessed and strengthened to continue to move forward in you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, thanking God for a touch on her body and praying that he's going to continue to minister on her behalf as they continue to do various procedures on her body as well. Give her complete deliverance in her back and her as well as in her legs, that she might be able to stop smoking and that you would provide a companion. So, Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in the life of your servant. May she recognize, O Lord, her faith and trust and confidence must remain focused upon you so that you might be able to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight in her behalf, because we know you do all things well. You said you love the world. And so since she's part of this world, yeah, she has the ability to embrace your love, and in her lonely periods, Lord, and times of need, may she find the deliverance and the strength that you alone can give. You said the joy of the Lord will be our strength. We pray you provide joy that you alone can give in her life. May she continue to draw water out of the wells of salvation so that your joy and strength might flood her life and make her the benefit and blessing that you would have her to be in other lives as well. And we thank you for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for VM, who's back to work after an illness, Father, we thank you for our sister. We know how diligently she ministered in the life of her family members and her friends, and she's lost a loved one recently as well. We pray, oh God, you continue to strengthen her and minister powerfully in her behalf. We thank you for how you raised her up from this illness and allowed her to return to work. We pray, oh God, you continue to provide strength and deliverance and healing. And may the reality of your presence through the Holy Spirit just flood her life, overflow her life into the lives of those to whom you sent her to minister. And so may many be touched and blessed and saved and healed and deliverance and delivered through her life and through her testimony. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Casey, who's home recuperating from hip surgery, Father, we pray you would touch your servant and strengthen her, Lord. Give her the deliverance and the healing that you alone can give. Remember her family members. May they stand by her and support her, Lord, even as she goes through this rehab situation. And may she realize, oh Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And nothing is able to remove you from her presence. You said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And so therefore, may she sense your presence as prayers go up for her. And may many, O Lord, be blessed and strengthened by her life and through her testimony. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It's 7:39 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. If no one's there, just leave your message and I'll get it. And we'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your prayer report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we get your message, your prayer request, or your praise report, we're going to start praising God or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next ministry, so the Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:41 is the Sounds of Praise time. I got a lot of music. I don't think I'm going to get it all in. But anyway, here's the bishop, the late Bishop Andre Crouch, and the disciples, and soon, and very soon, here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah.
background, we have Danny Bell Hall, with the late Danny Bell Hall, with A Medley of Change, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. But I wonder if there's those of you out there who've never allowed Jesus to come into your life and make a difference. As I said earlier in the program, he said he stands at the door of our hearts and he's knocking, and he wants us to let him in so we can fellowship one with another. And I'd like to lead you in prayer if you are in that situation right now where you've never allowed him to come in. Maybe the program has stirred something so that you would want to open your heart to him. And if so, if you pray this prayer, and if you mean what the words are saying, he will bring about that dramatic change. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the music of those who have ministered here and are now home with you. They committed themselves to you, and when their time was up, you brought them into your presence. But I don't have that assurance, and so right now I want to be certain that when I breathe my last breath, I will be absent from this body, but I'll be present with you. Even though I may not understand it all, I just thank you for this opportunity to yield and surrender myself to you and to your control, because I thank you for what Jesus has done in my behalf, paying the penalty on the cross of Calvary for my sin, so that I might have your assurance of salvation this day and the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done it, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to join some church at some time, but let the Lord lead you. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can receive that material by calling me while on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. You can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Just say, I gave my life to the Lord. I want that free material, and it's yours for the asking. You may say, well, why do I need this free material? Because it'll help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Help you to grow in your new life in him. The Bible says we need to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because he wants you to be able to be effective in the life of somebody else as well. And a stronger Christian is able, the stronger you are as a Christian, I guess I should say, you are better able to withstand the various attacks of the devil. So continue to grow in him as you reach out and study his word and grow stronger in the things he provides for each and every believer in him.
Came into my heart. I have life.
Yeah. And if that change is taking place in your life, you can sing hallelujah.
Sister Albertina Walker, come on.
Okay, 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Jay's here. Time for me to pack the bag and move out. Till next Sunday, we'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, and we'll be featuring more new music and top hits of the year 2016. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Memorial Day, and enjoy yourself in the Lord. Please drive safely, swim cautiously, and all the other things. We don't want to lose anybody. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.